When we ask home service pros about their challenges, we can sound a bit repetitive. Can't get quotes out fast enough? Jobber can help. Trouble finding new customers? Jobber can help. Spending too much time chasing checks? Jobber can help. Working every night? You get the idea. Jobber helps you organize, automate, and grow your home service business. Start your free trial today at jobber.com. This is Eminem, radio, Eminem, radio. Turn it up, here we go, Eminem, radio,
What's up and what's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Hey, if it's your very first time, I want to let you know up front, we help Christian millennials navigate life by pointing them to Jesus. That's right. But listen, I am not the only captain of this ship. No, I am not. I got to do the show with my sister. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? So what's good, everybody? Listen, shout out to you and yours for tuning in once again. Look at you being all consistent and devoted listening to the show. Listen, we're so happy that you're tuned in once again right here on You Already Know It's Eminem Live Radio. Listen, friends, now I feel like we're close enough to be able to tell you what's going on in our lives. And can we vent to you, please? It's been a week and we got to get some things off our chest. Listen, don't miss our segment. Don't be salty, because we got some salt to share with you.
We are so excited for you joining us on Eminem Live Radio. But I got to give a special hey, how you doing to Patreon. We love you guys so much. Thank you for all of our followers at our on the board supporting us via Patreon. Listen, if you are interested in joining that family, joining the movement there, make sure you check out the description box below.
Listen, man, let's go ahead and get into it. We'll be right back right here on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
I found what I've been looking for, hidden in plain sight. I had what I was searching for. It's been here all the time. It's you, it's you, it's you. Jesus, it's always been you. It's true, so true. The treasure has always been you. It took me some time, now I realize. Jesus, it's always been you. Jesus, it's always been you. You're the one sticking by my side. You never change, you never go, you ain't never lie. Ain't no doubt, it's a made up mind. I know for sure, I trust you, Lord, you ain't never lie. You ain't never lie. No, 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 never, no, no, no. I've complicated things while lost inside my mind. It took some time unraveling. I'm seeing with new eyes. It's you, it's you, it's you. Jesus, it's always been you. It's true, so true. The treasure has always been you. It took me some time, now I realize. Jesus, it's always been you. Jesus, it's always been you. You're the one sticking by my side. You never change, you never go, you ain't never lied. Ain't no doubt, it's a made up mind. I know for sure, I trust you, Lord, you ain't never lied. You're the one sticking by my side. You never change, you never go, you ain't never lied, never lied. Ain't no doubt, it's a made up
coming seasons where I needed reasons to keep going on. Got me relating to Psalms. Got me relating to Joseph when he in the pit. Looking like, yo, what is this? Enemies think this a game. No wonder they switch. Switch it up. Praying on me to fall. I'm getting up. 7 times out of 70, forgiving much. Cause Lord, you're forgiving me. So I can say jaded. I'm too elated. Look what you did for me. You was the one, never the two. All of the times, you got me through. Starting to see how much you do. How much you been consistent every second minute. Now I see, Lord, it's always been you.
I've seen enough to know it now. You're everywhere, you're all around. The more I seek, the more I found. You're everywhere, you're all around. I've seen enough to know it now.
Welcome back to You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio, and we are back with a great conversation happening right here, right now. Listen, lately we've been talking a lot about what it means to be devoted and, you know, whatever happens in our relationship with God, how can we stay consistent in those areas? But one thing that I want to touch on is some things that can really be an obstacle in our relationship with God, in our devotion to God. And something that a lot of people, especially believers, don't talk about is disappointment in God.
Mm. Yeah.
Being disappointed in God. Mia, just off of the first listen of what I'm mentioning to you right now, do you feel like it's okay to be to be disappointed in God?
I'd be lying to you if I haven't been disappointed in God.
Yeah.
You know, so for me to be like, no, I feel like it's wrong, that I would be such a hypocrite because I have been disappointed in God multiple times.
I just feel like it's honest.
No, absolutely. And I think that's the biggest thing a lot in the Christian faith, where we're not honest to God with our emotions. No one, he already knows how we feel. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to say it in a way of knocking down those who aren't honest, because sometimes you feel as if, because God is God and you show reverence and respect to him, you feel mm-hmm. like as if you're being disrespectful, saying, God, I'm kind of disappointed in you. Like, you kind of let me down. You know, oh my gosh, shout out to my pastor, Pastor Charles Metcalf from Transformation Church. He says this all the time, where he says, we always sing songs like, you're never gonna let me down. Yes, In grand scheme, yes, you're not going to let us down. You're not going to fall. You're not going to fail. But when it comes to our emotions, sometimes we have expectations that we expect for God to do. And when he doesn't meet them, we feel let down.
Absolutely.
You know, so absolutely, yes, I do think that I have had moments where I've been let down. Have you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There was a time which specifically I can remember this moment clear as day. This was, I want to say, about 5 years ago. And my husband and I, before we started having children, we decided to get a dog. And this dog's name, her name was Supa. It was my husband's first dog. I had been raising dogs all my life. We've had dogs in our lives. And with this dog, we always tended to her. She was so full of energy. Like, we just loved Supa so much. It got to a point where we were living with my parents with Supa. And my parents at the time, they lived on this property where they were... The construction, they started just randomly building a road that went straight through their backyard. And I think it was that Christmas. The road had just recently opened. I believe it was Christmas Eve. Yeah. My parents on their property did not have a fence around their home. And we decided to let Supa out to go to the bathroom. And so we let her out. She takes off. She sees some cats. And my husband waits a little bit. And then he goes outside, calls for Supa. Soup! Soup! Come here, Soup! And he goes walking through the thicket of the woods. He makes his way to the other side of the woods where the road is and finds our sweet, precious Supa's body lying on the ground. She got hit by a car. And I just remember that day being so heartbroken. It was so traumatic. It was the day before Christmas.
It was so tough.
And it was so just emotionally draining. And I was just all over the place. And I remember calling the animal hospital, the nearest one. My dad driving as fast as he could down the interstate. We're in the back. And just sparing you all the details, I remember being in the back seat, feeling her body getting cold. And praying my most sincerest, powerful prayer that I have ever prayed in my life for God, please bring her back. Please save her. Please preserve her life. And I was just praying at the top of my lungs. Like, I had all the faith in the world. And she didn't come back. She didn't make it. And I was so devastated, Mia. I was so devastated. The next day, we're supposed to be celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ.
One of the most happiest holidays.
What? What? I would have been fine if Christmas did not come at all that year.
Yeah.
And I, for the first time, felt so disappointed in God. And I was like, I don't want to pray any more prayers. Because why did my prayer go up? Why did my prayer be answered? I definitely took a step back from God in that moment because of my disappointment.
And I think a lot of people really underestimate. Honestly, you're not going to understand that feeling unless you've had a pet. And when a pet that, not that you chained to a tree outside, like, no, a pet that has...
You cared for,
you loved, you put money into, you put a lot of emotions into, you know? It wasn't just some dog in a cage. It's a part of your family. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people who will scroll past and see things when people post about their dog or a cat or any pet dying or getting hit or anything like that, they don't understand the compassion because they've never had one. But like, when you have something like how we love our dogs, our pets close to us. Mm-hmm. So that was really tough. I remember that whole Christmas was just like...
It was not
weighty.
Good.
It was probably the worst.
It was the worst Christmas that we've ever had. Yeah. And it was very, very heartbreaking. And there might be someone out there that can relate to that story, whether it was a pet or whether there was a family member that you were praying for to receive the healing that you thought they were going to get. But God had a different idea when it came to them receiving healing. And I hear stories about that all the time. Why didn't God heal my auntie? Why didn't God, you know, bring back my uncle? Why didn't this happen? Why didn't this happen? I prayed. I fasted. I had all the. You did all the right things. You crossed all the boxes. You did all these
questions.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's okay to have questions. And for anybody out there that might be listening to this podcast, it might be thinking to yourself, how dare you say that you were disappointed in God after all God has done for you? Yeah, but when you've had a relationship with him, I feel like that's normal and that's very real and very practical and very honest to say that you have had disappointing emotions in him. I feel like it's okay to have emotions because God gave us emotions.
Yeah.
He crafted emotions and he knows what emotions are. He wants for us to feel.
Jesus experienced emotions.
Jesus, yeah, he experienced emotions. However, the issue isn't us having emotions. The issue is when we sin because of said emotions. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But I feel like it's okay to have emotions, but it's very real as a believer to have disappointment in God.
Yeah.
That's just what I feel.
I remember for me, man, I remember I had a season of being so disappointed in the past. I was with some friends. We had like this retreat in Texas and my friend was just telling me, she's like, Mia, like your next season, like, you know, encouraging me, like you're going to get all these unexpected things. It's going to blow your mind, all the things. So I'm encouraged. I'm like looking like nobody's been this. When is it going to happen, Lord? The new thing going to come. It's going to happen. And there were so many different things. I remember one time me being a single woman, I was definitely looking forward to a relationship at the time. And when you meet the guy who checks off all the boxes, you're like, oh, Lord, this is my moment.
Uh-oh.
He's here, Lord. The time has stopped.
Mia said, it's Love Island, for real.
And you get, I was disappointed the fact that it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Because one thing that I would say for me, at least, I realized this recently. My mentor was talking. I was really disappointed in that relationship not becoming what I thought it was going to be. Because for the first time, and this isn't a shot to any guy who's ever talked to me, it's just it's been rare if there's a time when I'm approached by a guy and I'm attracted to him, you know? It's like, I've seen, you know, there are guys who check all the boxes off, like he's a leader, man of God, all these things, but I just wasn't physically attracted to him. And I just couldn't shake that. I do believe that physical attraction is important. I don't care what anyone says, that's important for you to have in a relationship. And I just didn't have that. The guy I met at the time, he was the first guy I've ever met where I was physically attracted to him. And I was kind of like, and you check all the boxes. So I'm like, oh, this is the Lord. He has shown up. It is time. And it wasn't. And then so I was kind of like, well, dang, will I ever get this moment again?
Mm-hmm.
Here it is at the time. I think I was like 22 maybe. And I was kind of like, well, dang, shouldn't I be having a potential somebody now? And here is it, the first guy that I am attracted to, he's not the one. Am I going to have to just settle? Am I just going to have to, well, Mia, if this is who I have for you, you don't be attracted to him, but that's not what it is. This is who I have.
Right.
It's kind of like, am I going to have to, God, am I going to have to be okay with that? With that's not what I want? So I felt let down that didn't work out. Even career-wise, bro. Like, and I know you can attest to this too with Eminem Live Radio. I was like, man, we're doing this. It's now year 9, 10, 11.
And nothing's happened.
Nothing's happened. We're being consistent. We're doing all the things. Y'all are so respected in the space. We love you guys.
Big things coming.
There's nobody like Eminem. And we're kind of like,
big things coming.
We're in the same things. Nothing has changed.
They coming.
They where they at?
where they at?
And I remember I was approached by someone who worked at this big media company, sat down and talked with her, and I thought I was going to get, like, she was either going to give me a job or an internship, because I was like, man, maybe whatever I learned here, I can bring back to Eminem Live Radio. This happened right after the thing that happened with Old Dude, when that didn't happen the way I thought. And so I had this expectation, like, in crazy faith, I wrote it down, in crazy faith, she going to give me a job, I'm going to work at this company, and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
They happened back to back. And I was kind of like, oh, I am shot down.
Yeah.
This feels terrible. God, where are you at?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said I was in my new season, Lord. I thought something was happening.
Yeah.
I felt it shut up in my bones when I heard that prophetic word, Lord. Like where, any time now?
Mm-hmm.
And Misa, I was so low. I was just kind of like, God, you're a God that does these big things. Well, when? Does that exclude me?
Because you know what? Sometimes it's hard to understand as a believer. Something that's hard to understand at times, at least for me, is that we're supposed to set expectations on God. Set your expectations on God. But then on the same foot, not my will, your will. Wait. But I want the job. I want the opportunity. I want the, and I'm believing in God. I'm expecting for God to say yes. But this same God that can present these opportunities can very well tell you no. We're not going for that opportunity. No, you're not going to hop on that plane. No, you're not going to that concert. No, you're not going to marry that person that you thought you were gonna marry since you've been 16. You know what I'm saying? It's there's moments where it's so conflicting because they tell you to set your expectations on God. I'm like, how do we even juggle that?
Yeah.
How do you juggle having expectations but try to avoid getting disappointed in God because you have the expectations that he can do it, but it's still the prayer, your will, not mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's such a juggle.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It's such a juggle. But I feel like there's something that we can share even later on in the podcast that can offer some answers, that can offer some support. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to disappointment, because I mean, I felt it, you felt it, and there's even moments where God has told even you specifically, Mia, I'm going to tell you no, and I've been leading you on this path, because there's moments where I felt like God has such a great sense of humor, but then there's moments where I'm like, bro, you be playing around too much.
Real
like you play around too much, because I feel like you've been leading me on, showing me all these great things with Eminem Live Radio. When we first started, there were so many big wigs, big people that have been in the industry for so long that could really elevate us to the next level. And it's like, wow, they're showing us all these things that we have always dreamt and prayed for. But then God's like, and cut. Thank you so much. We can wrap this up and have a good day. And it's like, wait. I thought we were on our way somewhere, but like I said, God can still say no, because his no can redirect you to his purpose and his plan for your life. But that disappointment still happens.
Man, we're gonna unpack this next segment. We're gonna unpack a lot of things. Listen, don't go anywhere. But listen, in the meantime, can we vent to you guys real quick, just a quick 7 minutes? It's been a long week, and we gotta get some things off our chest. You ready? Here's Don't Be Salty.
Yo, the world's always turning. Good news, bad news, and somebody's mad every time. But here at Eminem Live Radio, we keep it real and we keep it moving. So before you pop off, take a breath and remember, don't be salty. Let's go!
All right, y'all. Mia, it's been a new week. What's got you salty?
I need for everybody to stop rushing my life. Okay? Here's what I mean. I was talking to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know, because I know we're all growing up. Things are happening fast because, like, I know we're all, like, we know we're basically 30. And I was like, hold on, America. Hold on. I'm 28. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm excited to turn 30. Absolutely. I feel like that's not, I don't want to say that is my prime, but it's something about 30 feels real grown and established in real life. So I'm looking forward to 30. And I'm looking forward to getting older. Just, can I be 28? I want to be 28 for the last couple of months I got. We just going to skip over 29. That's like what people, when Thanksgiving come, everybody playing All I Want for Christmas Is You. Can we enjoy the turkey and what Thanksgiving is? We already jumping all the way into Christmas. Can I be 28 just a little bit longer? I know y'all want me to be 30. I know it. But I'm not there yet. Let me live in a moment, America.
Mia, don't be saucy. Because they're always going to do that. They're always going to round up your age. At this point, you 20-something. You're not 28. You're 20-something. And not only that, get ready for this, okay? I want you to inhale real quick.
Okay.
Inhale. Exhale. You are in your late 20s.
I know that.
No, I'm just saying.
That's not new.
All I'm saying is
All I'm saying is let me live out the 20s. People trying to be like, well, we 30. I'm like, oh, you 30. I'm 28. Let me still be in my moment.
You already know people round up all the time. Every time you go to the store and somebody call you and say, hey, Mia, so how much were them shoes? What are you going to say? About $30. Come on now. You even do it to yourself. You do it all the time. We round up.
You calling me a shoe?
It happens all the time. Adding on the extra years. You already still living. You ain't going nowhere. So you about 30. You rounding up, especially when they don't know specifically what your age is.
Fair.
You are about 30. So don't be salty. Embrace it.
I'm going to embrace it, but just let me live out the last call. I got another year.
Mm-mm, girl. Welcome to the 30s.
So then what am I when I'm 30? 40?
No, you're 30 for real. You're really 30.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to be here. Let me know, brother. It's a new week. What's got you salty?
Oh, man. So we're in the season now where Kimo, my husband, he is the youth pastor at our church, and he is the staff member who is responsible and leading our missions team at our church to our annual trip to Honduras. Mm-hmm. I will be home with the girls, still, of course, going to work, and I dislike this time of the year because he is away from us, not even in the same country. Doing the Lord's work, indeed. He gets an opportunity to serve the good people in Honduras. Shout out to Honduras and all of our listeners and followers out there. However, I can't help that I'm gonna miss him. I'm gonna miss him a lot. And then on top of that, like I said before, these kids, different breed. And the Lord said that he wasn't gonna give me too much. He was never gonna give me more than I could bear. And I just don't want to bear them without my husband. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm just real salty because it's going to be, what is it? Is it 7 days? 7 or 8 days mm-hmm. without him? Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. I don't like that. Shout out to all the single moms out there that are really doing it and have no choice but to do it.
Single parents.
Single parents. Y'all are superheroes. I don't like that life.
Yeah. It's tough. I can't imagine doing all of that by myself for life. So definitely shout out to all the single parents out there. Don't be salty, brother. I'm going to be there with you.
That's true.
Misa, don't act like you didn't ask me to already come over for that week and spend the night. Talking about you salty. Mia, you got help.
Mia, I know you're going to be there, and you are awesome at what you do, but you can't hold me at night.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. I'm not going to hold you at night.
I appreciate your support.
Sorry.
But are you warm-blooded?
No.
Can I put my feet on you when my feet are cold?
Get your toes off of me. Brother, don't be salty because you get you time. You know what I'm saying? You get some time to be to yourself. Don't get me wrong. I am not married. So I tread lightly when I say this. But you guys get the chance to spend some time apart. And therefore, y'all can come back. You know, distance makes the heart grow fonder.
That's true.
You get some time just to be with yourself. You know what I'm saying? I feel like there's nothing wrong with that. Getting some solidified Misa time. I feel like there's beauty in that.
Yeah. I think you're right about that. And I hadn't thought about it like that. Because, I mean, the one thing I can say is that I do enjoy the time when he is away for those shorter distances or for the shorter time periods of trips. And I am able to have even Mommy and Mason time, Mommy and Mercy time, away from him, but I am able to have some more me time when he's not there. So I'll make sure I look forward to it. So thank you for that perspective. Seriously. Listen, y'all, there's always something out there in the world to be mad at. Something. Always something to be salty about. But listen, don't be salty. You can always look on the brighter side of things because something better is out there for you. Be encouraged. Don't be salty.
Listen, man, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
party in the morning. Okay. Told herself she never do this again. Now all the shame coming back. She out the door, got judged in 30. You should've learned from the past. Now your mama raised you better now. You know this feeling wasn't gonna last. And deep inside, that only keeps you hurting. She outside with her best friends, but keep playing church on the weekends. I ain't the type for judging, but the way it's going, gonna keep you under. Searching for that something, hoping that's gonna hold you down. But I know what you're looking for. Only God can get up in you under. Grace and mercy go before me. I don't worry about a single thing, cause you give it up. You saw me in my lowest, but you still paid it off. Grace and mercy go before me. I don't worry about a single thing, cause you give it up. You saw me in my lowest, but you still paid it off. Keep living his own way, telling himself that it's okay. Cause he gotta learn the highway someday. Lord, I pray you make him change right here. Nothing good coming if you stay right here. Lord, I need you to show me a way out of here. I can't wait right here, can you be your man? She outside with her best friends, but keep playing church on the weekends. I ain't the type for judging, but the way you're going, gonna keep you under. Searching for that something, hoping that's gonna hold you down. But I know what you're looking for, only God can get up in you under. Grace and mercy go before me. I don't worry about a single thing, cause you give it up. You saw me in my lowest, but you still paid it off. Grace and mercy go before me. I don't worry about a single thing, cause you give it up. You saw me in my lowest, but you still paid it off. She outside with her best friends. I ain't the type for judging, but the way you're going, gonna keep you under. Searching for this something, but I know what you're looking for. Only God can hear that pain you under.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. And we are going
in.
As always, here in the studio, thank you so much for tuning in. We got to send a very special shout out to our Patreon subscribers. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we love the way that you support us. We thank you so very much. Now, listen, if you are interested in joining that movement, joining that community on Patreon, you can check out our description in the description below.
Yes, we specifically have a community called The Movement where you're able to subscribe and where you have so many different things available for that tier. We have weekly trainings when it comes to living a devoted life in all areas, personalized calls, prayer, downloadable worksheets, challenges that we do, generally a community where we're able to walk with you and lead you into a life of devotion. So if you're interested, be sure to subscribe to our Patreon community and specifically check out the movement tier.
Yes.
That's specifically for you. But listen, we're talking about being disappointed, which is so honest. And I'm actually kind of glad we're talking about this because I think a lot of people can relate to it. And like you were saying earlier, can feel sometimes ashamed admitting that you are. So when you had that moment with Supa, when she passed, how did you get over that? How did you get over, what were the steps or what did the journey look like to walking away from that disappointment?
It was not pretty. It was not. Because mind you, that was Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. So I had to wake up to Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we had to do what we usually do for Christmas and the traditions. And I'm like, I just don't feel like doing it. And for me personally, I had to rely on my village, meaning the people that I lived with, the people that were grieving with me, my friends who I was able to just pour my heart out and be like, hey, I just kind of need for you to pray for me. Now, something that I did do, because back then I was not living a completely devoted life to Christ, I would say that one thing that I tried to lean on, and that was literally my lifeline, my lifesaver that pulled me out of the water of disappointment, it was prayer. I prayed a lot. And I didn't have all the right things to say because I was like, I don't really want to talk to you, God. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm sorry if I'm being a little too honest right now.
No, I'll be real.
But like, I was like, I don't really know what I'm doing, but I still kind of feel like I need to pray to someone, and I know that God is still good. I just feel like it's just not good right now.
But you got answers. I need but answers.
Somebody's going to answer me.
Yeah, I got
somebody's going to pick up this phone of prayers and listen to what I got to say and give me something. And I had to rely on you. You were there. Chemo, my husband, he had held me plenty of nights after that, and we just cried ourselves to sleep. And he was like, talk to God. Talk to God. So I'm trying to fight through tears, and I can barely even breathe because I'm so emotional. And I'm just like, all I could say at one point, one night, was, God, please help me. Mm. God, please help me. And the more I prayed those prayers, and I just at least held on to my faith and knowing that I can at least pray, there's something that I can do, and that's to pray. That's what pulled me through.
Man.
It's kind of like when you know that you know that you know something yeah. can happen. And you don't know what to do. All you know what to do is what you have been doing in the past. Mm-hmm. And that was me tethering my faith to prayer. Mm-hmm. That was me.
Sheesh, man.
Yeah. But I want to ask you, you know, even when it comes to you, because there's been many of moments where I've experienced you and your walk with God, and you tell me something that you're believing in God for. You have big expectations for it. You fast, you pray for it, you write it down, you have it posted everywhere. Like, I've seen your level of expectation, and I see where you're going, and you're like, oh man, God showed me this, and I ran into somebody, and they were able to take me to the next level, or I got connected with this person. But then all of a sudden, God tells you no.
Yeah.
How do you get through that?
Forgive me, I'm trying to bring up a scripture that comes up to mind that really revolutionized the way I thought things are supposed to happen in my life. Yes, here it is. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 55:8, where it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. And I love this scripture just because I look into the concordance, and in the Hebrew, thoughts translates as thought, device, plan, purpose. So keeping that in mind, my plans and my purposes aren't your plans and aren't the things that you purpose them for. When you think our ways, when you look at ways in the concordance for how it translates, ways translates as road, way, journey, direction, course of life.
Mm.
So think about what God is saying. This is one thing that's kind of helped me, is that, or helps you loosen the reins. I'll say that. Where sometimes we hold on to these things because faith, absolutely, and expectation.
Yeah.
It's the breeding ground for miracles we've been told.
Yes.
But what loosens up the reins a little bit is knowing that the road that I want to take isn't God's. And if it's higher, it's got to be in a way better than what I want, best, maybe more intentional, maybe not what I want, but what I need in the case. So the things I have, my purpose I have for me may not be God's purpose for me.
Mm.
So I think it's healthy as a believer to have expectation and faith. That's necessary, being a Christian. And giving God space to be God and letting His plan take place. I would say for me, that's one thing that's helped me recently, is realizing that truth of knowing that God's ways are higher. He thinks bigger than me. He sees a grand scheme of everything. So even if I don't understand His hand, I try to also remember the heart of God.
Yeah.
And try to remember, okay, the character of God. Okay, God is caring. So therefore, he cares for me. He's also protective. Okay, so God's going to be protective of me. God's also kind. So he's also being patient with me, even though the fact that I don't want what he's actually giving me right now. So it's thinking of also the character of God, knowing his ways, knowing how he operates, knowing that even if I don't understand, I know the one thing I do know that I know that I know is yeah. that he always has my best interest at
yeah.
heart.
Yeah.
So holding on to that in the midst of disappointment can give you a glimmer of hope.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mia, there's even moments where I hear, and we all have heard different church phrases, what God has for you is for you.
Mm-hmm.
What God has for me is for me. But I mean, in a moment of experiencing disappointment, that's kind of the last thing you want to hear, you know what I'm saying? Even though if that's what you really, really had your heart set on.
Oh, yeah.
And we've all been kids before, you know? Like, we've all had that expectation of going down to, you know, Christmas and Christmas morning and all of our gifts are wrapped up, but you only want that one thing that was probably $500, mm-hmm. you know? And you end up not getting it, and it's kind of like, oh, it's such a letdown. And then you see somebody that's close to you that's walking around with that gift that you really, really wanted. And you even experience disappointment in that. But I think there's certain things that you can tether your heart to know that indeed what God has for you, it truly is for you. Because I mean, what they have for that person isn't yours because it had their name on it. But I think remembering that scripture and the concept of knowing that, yes, God is sovereign. Mm-hmm. God is all powerful. God is all knowing. And he, quite frankly, he don't got to answer to you.
Yeah.
He does not have to answer. He's not obligated to answer any of our prayers. Mm-hmm. As a believer, how do you feel about that? Knowing that God is not obligated to answer any of your prayers. Because we always say that, you know, God is a good father. He's a good father. And I'm like, but Dad, I really wanted this.
Okay, but in hindsight, being like a good father and God looking at me as his child, perfect example, my niece is your daughter's.
Yes.
When Mason tells me she wants to hold the knife, I don't give it to her. Oh, perfect example. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I was peeling an orange mm-hmm. for Mercy, and she was so hungry. And she was like, Auntie, orange, I want an orange. And I said, yeah, give me 1 second. She was getting impatient, fussy, like a two-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And I go over to the trash. She sees me doing it, but then she sees me, of course, throw the peel in the trash. But she has no idea what I'm doing. Because, of course, she's lower than me. She can't see up here.
Mm.
So in that sense, I turn and I realize she's quiet. She reached her hand in the trash to get whatever I threw away. And I'm like, no, I have the orange and what you need right here. What I threw away isn't, that's not what you want.
Yeah.
But she couldn't.
Come on.
But she couldn't grasp that because one, my position was higher than hers. You see what I'm saying? So she has no concept, even though she's hungry. She's hungry. She wants this thing. She's been yearning for it. She's been asking me for it. And she sees I'm working. She sees I'm doing it. And yeah, I may throw some things away, but she has no comprehension.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
She has no comprehension of what I threw away was not for her.
Yes.
That ain't nothing appealing about a peel. There's not you don't want that, but then she threw a fit one.
Yeah.
She threw a fit because she wanted it and then went and tried to get the thing.
Mm.
That she was not, that I knew.
Eat it up, come on.
That I knew she wasn't going to enjoy.
Yeah.
So she knew, she thought that she knew more than me. She thought that what she wanted, I threw away. But I threw away what was not beneficial for her.
Yes.
And that wasn't for her.
Mia, break it down for us.
Understanding that God is a good father. And there are things that we think that we want.
Mm-hmm.
He sees higher. His ways are higher. His thoughts are higher. What if that relationship really was not for you? He saw the grand scheme of things. What if he saw that the job that I wanted wasn't really for me? He had a different plan and purpose. There's a trust. And now I see why Jesus says that the greatest in the kingdom are those who have a childlike faith. Because to be able to have a humility of, I don't know, but I trust you.
Yeah.
In everything.
In every situation.
Now, everything.
Everything.
In everything. With your house, with bills going up, with you just getting let go from your job when you just got dumped before Valentine's Day. With everything.
Yeah.
You're in a whole new level of faith. And being able to say you can trust God even when it does not go your way. Bro, it's powerful. That's faith.
Yeah, yeah.
And God is response and love him some faith.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to have that one in the midst of disappointment.
What, Mia? Oh,
that was kind of crazy. Goodness.
That was insane. That was insane. I hope you held very tightly.
Sheesh.
To the words that she just, man, when I tell you, ain't nothing appealing about appeal. But how many times do we see ourselves trying to reach for the appeal in the trash can that God threw away because he felt like that situation served you no purpose. And because of where he was, because of his perspective, he was able to see the end from the beginning and see how it was going to serve you or how it wasn't going to serve you. But we throw a fit and we try to go back to those dead situations, those old things, those things that God told you to walk away from, and we try to breathe life into it. But he's like, no, my daughter, no, I know that's what you want. I know that looks a little interesting. I know everybody's kind of going over here, but I have something much better, far greater for you. Just trust me, trust my hand, trust my heart. I love that you said that, Mia. Now, I want to address the people that have experienced, similar to how you said earlier, disappointment after disappointment after disappointment, or maybe it was just one big disappointment that rocked your whole world when it came to God. And I want to speak to those believers out there because there's got to be something that we can give them to encourage them to the point where they're not so much on the fringe of their faith to the point where they are just like, God doesn't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm declaring being atheist. What can we leave with them? What can we share with them?
Say your question again.
What can we share with the people that have experienced disappointment after disappointment after disappointment when it comes to God, or a huge disappointment that just caused them to throw their hands up and be like, I'm walking away from the faith.
Okay. Can I get like 3 extra minutes with what I already got? Chemo. I got 4 minutes. Okay. Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure we had extra time. I want to give Bible just really, really quick. I was reading this a while ago, and I've read this story. I really like the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. And God gave me a perspective on it a couple of weeks ago that really turned me. And of course, just trying to, synopsis of what happened. Lazarus was sick, and Mary and Martha were his sisters and also good friends of Jesus. And they sent out a message to Jesus telling him, hey, Lazarus is sick.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus heard about it, but he was like, Lazarus' sickness is not going to end in death. God's going to get the glory from all of this. So Jesus intentionally stayed where he was for an extra couple of days, knowing that Lazarus was on his deathbed, essentially. Then he's like, all right, let's go back. And the disciples are like, bro, like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you mean? He's probably dead by now.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus says something that I thought was really interesting, where he says, see if I can find it. He said, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. And the disciples were like, what? Like, what are you talking about? The one thing that he said was, you now have an opportunity. It's good that I didn't show up when y'all expected me to.
Yes.
Because now y'all have an opportunity for your faith to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the situation, he was dead. what can you do with a dead man? And he was like, oh, and what if sometimes God intentionally doesn't go according to your timeline for your faith to grow, for you to get endurance in your faith, mm-hmm. for you to count it all joy, like it says in James. Because that's an opportunity in trials for our faith to get stronger.
Right.
So I say that for the person who's struggling with disappointment after disappointment. God wants to make you strong. That's the best thing I can say. I can't imagine what it's like losing someone close to me. Asking something of Jesus, and he intentionally doesn't do it when you want to.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's very tough. That's mm-hmm. very hard.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing that the reason why God wants to is to grow you in a way that is tough and feels like you're suffering in a sense, but in a way grows you. You get your reps up when it comes to fighting unbelief, I would say.
Yeah.
Don't give up on God. Because I genuinely believe that because something doesn't happen when you want, doesn't mean that it will not happen. Mm-hmm. It will not happen the way you want for it
to. Yeah.
But I believe God will make things happen, giving him the space and the faith and the trust to do things the way that he will.
Yeah.
I think will be beneficial to that person.
I love that, man. Don't give up on God, because he truly will not give up on you. He truly is able. But also remember that he is not a fairy godmother. He's not a genie in a bottle. He is sovereign, all-powerful, all-knowing, and he does know the story and how everything comes to a close. So just know that there's a higher power out there, and it is God. Give him the space to increase your faith.
Yeah.
Love that. Hey, man, we had a great conversation just now. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Take the shackles off my feet, pushing everything away that's had its hold on me. I ain't gonna lie, never thought I'd ever see broken chains, soulless taint, spirit free indeed. It's 'cause you set me free. It's 'cause you set me free. Where he living at, all them heavy burdens had to give him that. I was bound to my lust on the internet, had to call on God, he put an end to that. Broken hearted, but he came and mended that. Cup was empty, my God started feeling that. When I die and I walk through the gates of heaven, at the feet of his throne where I'm kneeling at. Got me switching up the flow, that's a plot twist. Everybody said no, but my God didn't. Got a new nickname and it's bullseye. When it comes to a target, I do not miss. I don't really got time for the nonsense. I see what's really going on with the optics. Never talking in my ear, I do not listen. All this shit's getting on like a flop disc. Hold up, watch this. Guys just broke off the chains, I'm free. He the same with the rain. Asleep. Never leave, he gon' stay with me. I was chained with a lie, but he gave the key. God always making sure I protected. The devil's hands will never lay on me. You can go ahead and form every weapon and bullets flying, they ain't grazing me. I'm free, like the host from 106 and Park. Chopper 9, feel like Tony Stark. But the power coming from my heart. I said I'm free, like when you out to eating, you order some water. Every demon gon' bow, be slaughtered. I give all the praise and glory to my Father. Because I'm free. Like a dog, homie, I'm off the leash. Never can't touch me cause I'm out of reach. My God amazing, he never gon' cease to amaze me cause I'm free. Took all my stress and he gave me his peace. Took the sting out of death when he took back the keys. In front of my enemies, he made a feast. So I'm gon' eat because I'm free. Every time I think about it, makes me wanna scream and shout. Because I'm free, and I wanna make you proud. So I tell you right now, I'ma praise your name because you set me free.
Welcome back to You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio. Listen, we are just about reached the end of another episode of Eminem Live Radio. But listen, the show's not over yet.
Give us 60 seconds. All we need is that time to turn your entire day around with positivity, motivation, and encouragement in what we like to call our 1 minute inspiration. And today, this show, right now, my girl Mia has got you covered.
It's time for the word of the day, my friends. The word of the day is intentional. Now, intentional means done on purpose. And I could really end my inspiration right there, but no, I got a little bit more to say to you. I want you to know that there's always a bigger picture. Sometimes we look at our current situations and circumstances and we get frustrated. Why? Because we might be around people we don't like or be in an environment that we hate or just feel uncomfortable with the position we're currently in. But let's go back to the word of the day though, okay? Intentional. Intentional means done on purpose, meaning you're in your current situation for a reason. God will never put you in a situation where you will not benefit. You're either going to meet someone influential, going to receive something instrumental, or going to learn something vital. But me, I don't know. My coach is always just so hard on me. Well, what if it's because he's preparing you to be captain of the team? But Mia, I hate my job. Girl, your future husband is at that job. When God is the artist, there's always going to be a bigger picture at hand. So don't get distracted by the mess in front of you where you lose sight of the masterpiece in the making.
There you have it, your 1 minute inspiration. That was brought to you by my girl, Mia. Man, it's been such a pleasure being with you on M&M Live Radio. Shout out to everyone who tuned in to this week's show. Whether you tune in for the first time or you don't miss a single show, we're glad you spent the last hour rocking with your girls.
If you enjoyed this week's show, post a screenshot of the show you're listening to on any of your social media platforms and listen, tag us at M&M Live Radio and we'll be posted.
Absolutely, y'all. Absolutely. Now also, listen, tune in to M&M Live Radio next week because like always we'll have more hashtags, music, conversation, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But of course we got to give credit where it's due.
M&M Live Radio is your number one source of inspiration for this generation.
Engineered and co-produced by KE to the MO Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls Misa and Mia.
And executive producer Crystal Evans. And M&M Live Radio is an M&M Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. But your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like the meaning.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up because that is not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation.
What?
You already know it's M&M Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.